Praise God. We want to welcome everyone here this morning, Lord. We want to just welcome everyone to CKCM Church, Christ King Church of Ministry in Lubbock. We thank you for tuning in and visiting this podcast. We are actually live at this moment, but before we get going, I'm going to talk about this word right here. It's a prophetic word. In Revelations chapter number 22. Hallelujah. The word of God says, "Behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keep the saying of the prophecy of this book." Praise God. Hallelujah. I'll repeat that again. "Behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keepeth the sayings of the prophecy of this book." Praise God. Revelation chapter 22, verse number 7. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We are in a time of trouble and despair. We are in a time where you must understand who you need to look for. We can't look to the left or look to the right. We need to look to Jesus.
Amen.
The Bible says that Jesus is the center, should be the center of our attention. But he is the center of our joy. He's who gives us hope. Hope for what? Hope to be able to live in holiness, in righteousness. Praise God. Hallelujah. Get one of those pieces of paper right there. Hallelujah. But when Jesus spoke to John in Revelation chapter number 22, verse number 7, he told him to say this right here, and it was for a reason. Today's message is called "How to Trust God in a Troubled Time."
Amen.
You may be thinking, "I don't have a lot of trouble. There ain't a lot of things going wrong in my life right now. There's not a lot of things that are affecting me right now." But let me tell you that it's nothing going on in your life. You need to reevaluate who you're living for. Jesus said, he says, "In this world there will be trouble." But he said, But I'll be glad because I have come that to do what? To give you a sword, to give you peace, to give you a, hallelujah, a way to equalize what's happening or what can happen to you in your life. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. In this epilogue in this 22 chapter, the Bible says, Jesus says, he says, "And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me to give every man according as his work shall be. I am the Alpha and the Omega, and the beginning and the ending, and the first and the last. Blessed are they that do his commandments. But they that may have the right to the tree of life and may enter in through the gates into the city." Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
"For without are dogs and sorcerers and whoremongers and murderers and idolaters and whosoever loveth and maketh a lie. I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify to you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David and the bright and morning star." Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How many of us know what an epilogue is? Praise God. An epilogue. What is it? An epilogue. It's a, you know, when you get to the approach of the end of something, it's an epilogue. We've heard of it with Scarlet, right? We've heard of that. We've heard of a prelude. We know what a prelude is. Who knows what a prelude is? Prelude, before something. Hallelujah. An epilogue is after something is approaching to the end. This is what's going to lead up to where, praise God, that this prophecy is being fulfilled. Now, I thank God that He gives us the Spirit of truth. So can't nobody come to us and tell us some kind of false story. Oh, did you know about this other kind of Jesus who tells you you can do whatever you want? You know, there are many religions out there that do that. Praise God. They tell you whatever you want to hear. They'll even give you a ordination. And all you got to do is just bow down to their doctrines. And they're going to tell you, you need to be doctrinized, Sister Irene. You don't need to be doctrinized. We're going to perform surgery on you. And if you don't like the surgery, then you can go somewhere else. That's what they're going to tell you. But what does the Bible, the Word say? But when the Spirit of truth come upon you, He's going to illuminate what falseness is.
Amen.
But you got to have what? You got to have the Spirit of God. What does that have to do with being in trouble in this age? Well, it has a lot to do with being in a troubled time because, you know, without the Spirit of truth in you, how will you be able to have peace with no Spirit in you? There's a lot of people in this world that are full of anger and anxiety. Desperation. They're full of other people's opinions. They're full of other people's ideas. They're full of lies. But God said, He said, blessed are they that keep the words of this book. If you want to listen to something else, that's going to lead you to hell. But if you keep the words of what Jesus says, hallelujah, in your heart, you believe them, hallelujah, then guess what? You have won yourself a prize. How many of us like to get a box of cereal that has some kind of surprise in it? Oh, I used to love Captain Crunch when it had that little old toy in it. But God's trying to give you that toy inside of the box of the Holy Spirit. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You've got to follow what God's commandments are. Hallelujah. If you don't want to be in trouble, you don't want trouble to come your way, you better follow what the law of God says.
Amen.
Oh, he's talking about the law, y'all. Let's run out the building. He must be an old school preacher. He preaching from the old school. Now he preaching from the Old Testament. You know Jesus did away with all that in the future. Where does it say that? Jesus didn't destroy the law. Jesus said, "I come to fulfill it." Hallelujah! Now, how many of us understand what to fulfill means? Does it mean to change it? Does it mean so he can put his name in all the window? What does it mean? It means so he can make it. Hallelujah. He can make the finishing touches on it. He can illuminate it so that it can be digested. Because how many of us understand that you can't follow the law of God? How many of us in here can follow the law of God written down on stone? Let me know when you get there. You already made one mistake when you was thinking. I said, I can't help it. I have to think. I said, well, but God said, if you've already thought it in your mind, then you've already committed it in your spirit. But be careful how you think, or you'll be in trouble. Be careful what you say, or you might get in trouble. Be careful if you're desperate, and you're about to get something, and you're desperate, but that thing may not be what God has for you. Because you could be in trouble. I remember one time I wanted a Dodge Dart so bad, God said, you have to give it up. Come on. but you want kids. You want a life. You want to be married. You want to have all this stuff. You want to be successful. You want me to prosper your ministry. You want me to do things in your life and change you, but you got to give up something.
Amen.
How many of us ready to give it up? Sacrifice. And by the way, sacrifice ain't just for you. It's for everybody.
Amen.
Anybody ain't willing to give anything up needs to reevaluate what they're doing in their life. If I wouldn't have gave up that Dodge Dart, guess what would happen? We would be in debt. Now, what kind of sense does that make? We're going to be in debt because I want a Dodge Dart. Hallelujah. Some of us get things and, you know, get blessings and want to hold on to them. And then when it's time to let... How many of you know that you have to let your blessings go?
Amen.
And when I say let it go, I don't mean go over and go give it to the church. Oh, here you go, church. Here you go. And that's the first thing. Oh, I gave it to the church. It was good. It doesn't affect me anymore. It doesn't matter anymore. Because I gave it to the church. And God said, when you gave it to the church, what you have in your heart when you gave it to them? He gave it to the church. I'm thinking, oh man, I don't want to give this to the church. They don't deserve this, sir. But God says, I am one who searches the minds and the hearts. He knows us. He made us. He knows everything about us. He knows how many hairs are on your head. He knows how many hairs are in the nostrils of your nose. He can tell you how much hair is on your back. I don't have any hair on my back. Believe me, he knows if you have hair on your back or not. He knows how much pain you can take. He knows if you need something in your life. He knows how to give it to you.
Amen.
He knows everything about you. That's why he wants to get you out of that place where you're in trouble.
Hallelujah.
But you gotta trust him. You gotta trust him. Praise God. If you don't trust God, then you'll trust something else. And that something else will overcome you and you will be dead. How many of us want to be dead? If I am dead, I want to be dead to the world. The Bible says to live is Christ, but to die is gain.
Amen.
How much can you gain from loving the Lord? How much can you gain from following his precepts and concepts? How much can you gain from from allowing God to supernaturally transform you and get that old thing out of you and put a wellspring of life inside of you so that you can have a good life. So that you can be full of the Holy Ghost. And so that you can be finally free.
Amen.
When I was young, I thought I was free. I still was hooked on crack cocaine. I was hooked on drugs. I was hooked on alcohol. Hooked on women. And see, that's why you have to be careful. You know, because I'm a guy, I'm telling you, listen, if a guy calls you too much, you got to be careful. Men are a peculiar kind of people. You know, some men appear one way and they are another way. When I was younger, I used to be so slick with what I said. I would tell people just exactly what they want to hear, make it sound all pretty, and say, "And baby, how about we just go to the club together?" And you know what they would do? Okay. I got my James Bond. That's what the girl was saying. I got my James Bond. Don't know we was on the road to hell. Just because God said the man's ahead doesn't mean that you're gonna let him take you to hell. Some people, I'll follow my man to the end of the earth. Well, will you follow him to hell? Come on. Hello. God is the head. He appointed the man as the head after him. But guess what? God is, see, you know, he's supernatural human. We're humans, we're not. We're fallible creatures. We can make mistakes. God can't make mistakes. God doesn't make mistakes. He does things on purpose.
Amen.
So many times we tell people that God's, you know, he's, I don't know why he didn't do this for me in my life. I've been doing so many things for him. He don't want to do what I tell him to do. Now, why should God do with his creation, tell him to do what he created his creation? But yet we want to ask questions like, "I'm in trouble now, God." And he sent the billy goat. He sent some prairie dogs. Uh-oh. He sent some ones over the side of on the highway. But we don't know. We think that's not God. Oh, well, that's not God. No. That can't be God. It's a prairie dog. And God's saying to you, he said, I've sent a bunch of people in your life and you didn't listen. He said, when are you gonna listen? But you're still in trouble in your life. You're still experiencing hell in your life because you won't listen to God. Things are steady piling up. Emotions steady running over. Health running down the drain. But then we ask God, how come I'm like this? Well, he made you to take care of yourself. Come on, somebody.
Amen.
Do you think God don't want us to take care of ourselves? Is it God's responsibility to take care of your health?
No.
You think God's going to say, okay, baby, I'm going to give you this bottle now. It's going to save you from sin.
Okay,
baby. God's not going to do that. If you're looking for God to do that, then you need to go run yourself right into a wall somewhere. That is about as real as that's going to get. God doesn't work that way. God takes care of those that take care of themselves, and you have to take care of yourself. Because you are a creation, so therefore God designed us to understand ourselves too. But we keep, you know, back when I used to smoke cigarettes, you know, the Holy Spirit told me, you keep on putting this junk inside of me, I'm going to die. You want me to die? Keep on smoking. Until God said, okay, I'm going to take you out. I wasn't ready for that. I know people right now, they won't give it up, but God said, he said, you keep on defiling my temple.
Amen.
It's my body, but you want to claim it. Mm. Do you think you can do whatever you want to do with your own body, and God doesn't have anything to say about it? Oh, I'm gonna be like Miss America, and everybody can see me all the time. I'll even have magazines; they can look at me and in a book. And God's saying, "Quit being a harlot." Well, when you get down to that point, boy, it gets real quiet then. Start talking about people being whores and stuff. It's in the Bible. Talks about the great harlot. Talks about the Jezebel spirit. That Jezebel spirit, that's that spirit that said, I will give it up to you just because I feel good today. And nothing, everything goes. Because I'm desperate. I can't wait. The flame is overtaking me. You know, and I sit back and I think about, you know, in my life, I know firsthand experience that the moment that I was in a situation like that, I told God, I said, you know what? Well, here it is. We're going to have to be together forever. That's all there is to it. Come on, I'm being real.
There it is.
Everybody looking like, I know. Oh, that, I didn't do that in my life. Oh, yes, you did. Come on now. There ain't nobody else except for Edward. And even he did. He looked at women sometime and kind of took their clothes off.
Lord.
Nobody's without sin in here.
Amen.
But God, you know, but God knows. He knows. He knew that we were going to do stupid stuff like that. He knew we were going to do stupid stuff like that. So, you know, he created a way of escape. But he didn't want us to fall into, you know, down in a hole where we can't get out. How many of us believe what's being said today?
Amen.
Trust God.
Amen.
How many of us want to get out of trouble? We're ready to get out of trouble. We're ready to trust God now.
Yeah. Amen.
Say, I will trust in the Lord. I will trust the Lord with all my heart. I will lean not on my own understanding.
Hallelujah.
In all my ways I'll acknowledge him, and he shall direct my path. Hallelujah. He will make your path straight. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And let me tell you, you know, the reason why we're talking about this troubled time, because, you know, there's a lot of things going on in the world.
Amen.
People started running away from God. I don't want Corona. God, how come you let Corona take my grandmother out? So I'm going to run away from church. I'm going to run away from praising you. I'm going to run away from from praying. I'm going to run away from having a relationship with God. God said in the word, it says, if you don't get your heads back in my book and into my spirit, then he said, you know what? One day there won't be any books. Then what you going to do? Then you'll be waiting. Oh, God, send a prophet. Send a prophet, God. Send a prophet. Send them. I'll believe it now. I'll believe it. And God said, you wouldn't believe it if I wrote it in baby language. Some people are that stubborn. But we have to let go of our stubbornness. How many of us are stubborn?
Hallelujah.
God says in the word, it says, it's hard to kick against the pricks. You keep on beating on something, that you're beating on is going to beat back. That's how stubbornness is. You keep on wanting to be a no, no, no. Something that's going to be a yes is going to come your way and going to say yes, 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 yes. Ain't nothing you can do about it. Mm-hmm. Come on. But that's how stubbornness works. I'm not going to do it. You can't make me do it. Oh, here's one for you. What you talking about, Willis? And God says, he said, you know, if you don't do and listen to me, you're going to be like those stiff-necked people that 40 years in the wilderness and complain. By the way, they were black people. So if you black and you're complaining and being like a stiff-necked person, praise God, go on and get ready to pack your bags and get your 40 years then. Because it's going to take you a long time to get where you need to go in your life. How many of us don't want to have to do 40 years? Mm-hmm. We're too old for that. God is good, you know. He gives us grace to the humble. He opposes the proud. And, you know, his word is simple. He made it so simple a baby can read it.
Amen.
But we don't really, I don't want to read the word of God because I don't understand this right here. And every time I talk to somebody, they always tell me lies. I can't talk to the pastor because the pastor, he's like God. And I'm scared he's going to take my life. Come on now. These are the thoughts of people that are stubborn. If I tell him, he's gonna scold me. How are you gonna scold me if you're 40 years old? He ain't gonna put you on his lap and give you no spanking. He gonna tell God on me.
God already knows.
We need to let the stubbornness go. The more we're stubborn, the more God's spirit is gonna be hard to grow being stubborn. How can you grow if you're stubborn in God? God says, you know what? I'm not stubborn. You know, God's not stubborn. He give the same spirit he gave you to somebody else. He gave the same spirit to Jeffrey Dahmer that he gave you.
Oh, Lord.
Uh-oh. You mean to tell me, yes, that's how God works. God is, he is not biased about who he gives. He says, you know what? He loves all of his creation. He don't like the things that some of his creation does. You know, some of the stupid things that some of his creation does. You know, homosexuality. You know, there's other things that, you know, he doesn't like. Smoking and drinking and whoremongering. And he said, oh, the pastor talked about all these foul words. They all in the Bible. You look in the Bible, you'll see the word ass in there too. What did Jesus come riding in on? You can't be ashamed. You can't be ashamed of God. You can't, you know, you got to let God be God. God loves you. He has a great plan for your life. He wants you to grow. He wants you to grow. He wants you to get up out of where you were at.
Amen.
Quit being mad and sitting in a pity party. Well, I just don't know how I'm going to go forward. All this stuff is so hard for me. Oh, you know, but God is bigger than everything that you could ever, any problem. If God is bigger than any problem in you, then how come we're making him so small? If we cared about God as much as we cared about our problems, how big would God be? I'm in this situation and I don't know what to do. I've asked everybody to help. Nobody won't help me. And I cried out to God, and then nothing's happening. I can't see him. But if you have patience and wait. Come on, somebody. If you wait, what does the Bible say? Those that wait upon the Lord shall be renewed.
Amen.
How they shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not grow weary. That means he's going to give you stamina. Are you looking for stamina? He can give it to you.
Hallelujah.
Well, we up there like, I'm too old to run. My winning days were in my 30s. I'm 75 now, so can't run no more. But you know what? You're in a race. And you have to run it. You can't walk it. Say, what's wrong with walking, Pastor? I'm glad you asked. See, when you're walking, you're not using much energy. But when you're running, you use the long strides. Long strides. And you use what the energy that God gave you.
Amen.
And then you'll find out when you pace yourself, oh man, I can make it then. But all you gotta do is pace yourself. Hallelujah. I'm so glad that he showed me. Hallelujah. That I can endure through this race. You know, I'm so glad that he showed me that I wasn't in the race by myself.
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah. How many of us feel like we was in this walk by ourselves? But we didn't see God nowhere. We cried out to God, and God said, I'm right here, but we kept on looking other places. We felt like we didn't have any support. We felt like people wanted us to die. We've all been there. We fall into some kind of spirit of depression. But God said, I haven't called you to have a spirit of fear, but to have a spirit to overcome fear, to be an overcomer. He's called you to have joy. And see, when you have joy in your soul, you can't help but to be happy.
Amen.
You can't help but to feel good. Your body can't help but to act right. You see, everything has to line up with the word of God. And then your body can line up. And talking about, well, my back is hurting, my toes is hurting. Have you checked your spiritual walk lately? I took 20 aspirins, I'm still hurting. Have you checked your spiritual life lately? We put more faith into medicine than we do into God. Like God can't do the impossible. Like he can't. You know what thing that I learned about God? I said, you know what? He's giving me a second wind. You see, like you ran out that first wind, and he like, oh man, this is, I'm at the end of the road. And then God gives you that, he gives you that little anointing. He puts that anointing on you. And this is how you put that anointing on you. If you gotta pay attention to this right here. You put that anointing on, he goes, pow! And you wake up all refreshed, ready to run, and feeling that electricity through the body. And it's like, oh my Lord, this is something else. I never felt it before. But you know why you ain't felt that in any other time? Because we didn't trust God. You got to trust him for him to do miracles in your life. You got to trust him for him to do the impossible.
Amen.
Praise God. Is it God that keeps us alive? Or is it medicine?
God.
Because you know what? They try to diagnose me with something. And then my body said, you don't need that. God's word said you gotta trust me. You know if you wanna lose weight, you gotta trust God.
Amen.
As I said, well, you need to stop eating this and that and this and that, and you know, and then you know what? You can stop eating everything all together and still gain weight. You gotta be stress free. You gotta live. You gotta have the Spirit of God inside of you to help you lose weight.
Amen.
People want to know how to lose weight. There you go. We worried about a lot of things that we shouldn't worry about. We need to learn how to start trusting God with everything that we have.
Amen.
Not just trust him sometimes. I'll trust him when I can get something. I mean, you know, he gave me that under the Christmas tree that time. I guess I'll trust him. We need to change our attitudes.
Amen.
If your attitude's like that, it stinks. You say, man, I don't smell that too never stink. I smell like roses. I don't ever think bad of anybody. I guarantee that everybody in America, in the whole United States, has thought bad about somebody. Have warned somebody, you know, and it's human nature, too. Because you ever been so mad when you just said, well, if that person, this would have happened to them, then they wouldn't have done that. And then what do you call that? Is that being a Christian? Wishing evil for something to happen for somebody else? I had to change my prayers. I had to say, Lord, instead of letting a weight fall on somebody's head, I said, Lord, you're going to have to go talk to them. You're going to have to, your spirit going to have to touch them. I started, all my prayers started changing from that to that. And then the results started to happen. And if you find yourself in trouble, and see, there's just one thing this is for married couples here. If you're in a troubled time and you don't talk to your spouse, how are you going to get out of trouble? Spouse up sitting over there looking, saying, my God, something's so wrong here. I don't know what it is. And so, this is real talk. When God gives you a spouse, you've got to learn how to talk with him. You know what it says with. If you got a boyfriend, you gotta learn how to talk with him. It's not all about us at the time. Because I used to, you know, back when I used to think, well, I'm a man. Don't do it all. God said, you think you're a man, you just Stemmer's pride, that's all.
I'm sorry.
I know I make a lot of jokes.
Stemmer's pride is cute.
But God will tell you, get off of that high horse. Get on to the road of Damascus there. Praise God. You'll find out that Simba's pride had to be, you know, he had to be held up by his father. You know why he had to be held up by his father? As a symbol of the father's honor for his son. The same way that symbol was held in the air, the same way that Jesus Christ is being held in the air for you and I.
Amen.
So we ought to let the Holy Spirit rise in us. That's why we want the Holy Spirit to rise in us, because when he rises in us, then you know what? Then we're honoring God, holding his son. Praise God. Hallelujah. God says, I'm coming back. One day, I'm looking for people who are not ashamed to talk about my word. I'm looking for people who will go out on the streets and the highways and the byways and talk about Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, praise God. I'm looking for a people who will rise up against coronavirus. I'm looking for a people should we go tuck our tails and hide because we don't understand why he wants us to move in this area? Well, I don't understand the supernatural. I can't see it. I can't see it, Sister Irene. I can't see the Holy Spirit, but I know he's there. Is he there? Mm-hmm. How do you know he's there?
He's there.
God said, I put my spirit in all men. I blew breath into man, and he became a living soul.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God. He gave us all activity when he said,
hallelujah.
Be activated. And Jesus came. And when he did that, Jesus came, and what did he do? Be activated.
Hallelujah.
But we say, I'm too old to be moving. My bones don't work that way. You don't know what the Holy Spirit can do inside of you unless you let him. We've been holding back from the Holy Spirit for so long that the Holy Spirit he's got gray hair on him. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I just thank God for him, how he changed my life, how he leads me beside the still water, how he's transform me into who he wants me to be. So many years I couldn't find my identity. Other people were saying, hey, come over here. You can be pastor of all of the whole United Nations. And then that ain't who God wanted you to be. But you had to go through that experience.
Amen.
Stand with me. As we get ready to pray out. How to trust God in a troubled time. We have to learn how to hold on to God's unchanging hand.
Amen.
And he'll see it through. Praise God. Hallelujah. Somebody go get the children there. Thank you, Lord. Asombrado. Hallelujah. Lord, be with us. your people until the very end of the age. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. And all God's children said, amen.